State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
And then we have Prairie Creek Park, which will be in the middle of May. We're looking at a grand opening and ribbon cutting then.
On the air first when seconds count.
There's still a lot of people around the country who are at risk for having this illness. We know that using masks and hand sanitation, keeping our distance, really makes a big difference.
The news team you've come to depend on.
It is one of the few cancers that we have that is preventable, meaning that we can detect precancerous things or things that can become cancer before they become cancer and remove them.
Your official weather station.
Really, once the county put the red flag warning out, so to speak, we had a lot of people stay home. I don't know why, if you can't look out the window and see that you need to stay home.
When you need to know, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We had our first guest today. It was Clayton Richard from the Lafayette area. He was on our show. We're going to have Mike Bobetsky on from Purdue on here in about 9:45 this morning. So until then, we have some comments and questions. You know, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Give us a call, and we're going to see what else we can banter about here for the next 10 minutes or so, or until we get Mike on the phone. NBA players and the NBA have agreed to extend the play-in tournament format through the 2021-2022 season. Sources told ESPN on Friday the NBA Board of Governors will make it official in a formal vote. They didn't say when, but that is definitely going to happen again next year. Michigan, Illinois, and 5 other teams that earned berths in the NCAA tournament will play in the 6th annual Gavitt Tip-Off Games in mid-November. The Big East and Big Ten conferences announced the matchups for the 8 games on Thursday. The games will be televised on FS1 or BTN. Wolverines and the Illini earned the number 1 seeds in the tournament this March. Creighton, Michigan State, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin are also playing in the tournament. The early season series between the two conferences is named in honor of former Hall of Famer Dave Gavitt, who is the founder of the Big East. The annual series, which is played on campus home courts, features games between local opponents as well as intersectional matchups. Games begin November 15th with Providence at Wisconsin and Illinois traveling to Marquette. On the next day, Michigan will face Seton Hall at home the following day, while Nebraska hosts Creighton. And on the 17th, we have Michigan State playing at Butler, and St. John's will be playing at Indiana. The series concludes on November the 18th, with Ohio State playing at Xavier and Rutgers playing at DePaul. So that should be a really good tournament. Look, that sounds like it might be kind of fun. Nice way to start the season when he has some good intersectional matchups. So it'll be interesting to see how that takes place. Some news regarding the USA men's basketball team, who lost two games back-to-back to Nigeria and Australia before they handled Argentina. Cleveland Cavaliers forward Kevin Love has withdrawn from Team USA, and Denver Nuggets center JaVale McGee and San Antonio Spurs forward Keldon Johnson have taken the open spots on the 12-man roster for the Tokyo Olympics. It was announced yesterday. Love spent 10 days with Team USA in Las Vegas preparing for the games, but will not travel to Tokyo. Love is still returning to form from a right calf injury that kept him out of a significant part of the NBA season. He is quoted as saying here, "I am incredibly disappointed not to be heading to Tokyo with Team USA, but you need to be at an absolute peak performance to compete at the Olympic level, and I'm just not there as of yet." So, I mean, that's one thing that Kevin Love will not be going, but it'll be interesting. Johnson has been playing with the Olympic team as a member of the USA select team and developed into a favorite of the decision makers and staff. McGee, who had been a finalist for Team USA roster, will report to the team in Las Vegas on Saturday. Sources say the three-time NBA champion has had no Olympic experience. And then these additions came one day after Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal was forced out and dropped out of the Olympics after entering the health and safety protocol earlier this week. So that the situation with Team USA continues to evolve, and who knows into what it's going to actually turn into being here. Damian Lillard has denied a report that he's soon going to be asked for a trade away from the Portland Trail Blazers, but expressed that he's conflicted on the matter and he's hoping big changes will take him off the fence. Lillard, who is under contract until 2024, has made it clear what his message is trying to manage what is, though the team has made the playoffs for 8 consecutive seasons. The Blazers have been eliminated in the first round in 4 of the past 5 years. After turning 31 on Thursday, Lillard is telling it, making known he is not okay with the status quo. And so it's going to be very interesting to see what all takes place out in Portland. Also this week, former Seattle Seahawks player Richard Sherman is facing 5 misdemeanor counts following alleged break-in attempt at the home of his in-laws in Redmond. Court documents from the King County Prosecutor's Office show charges of driving under the influence, reckless endangerment of roadway workers, second-degree criminal trespass, resisting arrest, and third-degree malicious mischief, all according to KOMO-TV in Seattle. Sherman took to Twitter on Friday saying he's deeply remorseful. Also, he played in the Super Bowl 54 with the San Francisco 49ers. So it'll be interesting to see how the 33-year-old is going to react. He is currently a free agent this coming year, so it'll be interesting to see who picks him up. WNBA and Las Vegas Aces star Liz Cambage won't be suiting up for Australia at the Tokyo Olympics. Cambage announced yesterday that she is withdrawing from the Olympics as she works toward her mental health. Cambage cited traveling to Tokyo to perform in a bubble has been giving her anxiety and caused her to suffer panic attacks, as well as trouble with eating and sleeping. So Liz Cambage, who's a very good basketball player in the WNBA, will not be playing for her native Australia come this fall. The Braves are acquiring outfielder Jock Peterson in a trade with the Cubs. Atlanta is sending over minor league first baseman Bryce Ball in the deal. Peterson is batting .230, 11 home runs in what was the first season with the Cubs. He spent his first 7 seasons, MLB seasons, with the Dodgers, winning a World Series title with the team last year. He's played in 73 games a season, starting 63 of them in left field. So that's going to be a very interesting situation there as well. I don't know if you saw this or heard anything about this, but I was very interested to see how this is going to transpire, and we'll see how this takes on. But the Wisconsin men's basketball players confronted their head coach, Greg Gard, in a secretly recorded meeting. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, written by Jim Poulsen, quoted what they said, and it was kind of interesting to say what they said. After they dropped a double-digit decision at home to Iowa the previous night, leaving them only 4 games remaining in the regular season, they had a disappointing campaign at the beginning of the year with them ranked 7th in the country. Okay, this thing will just flip apart here like it's supposed to. There we go. The Badgers still felt like there was time to salvage the season. They first got some things off their chest. What followed was an emotional February 19th being in the Kohl Center media room, according to some accounts, which lasted about 2 hours. There are 11 people in the room, guard, his three assistants, and a team's seven seniors. A secretly recorded 37-minute audio file form from that gathering was sent to the State Journal via an anonymous email a little bit later that week. While it provides only part of what was said during the meeting, the recorded portion is filled with pointed criticism directed at guard by the seniors. Among the seniors' grievances the guard didn't care for back then or have their backs, one player said he didn't have time recommending the program to any potential recruits because of the culture within it. This is Nate Reavers, who's a four-year starter, saying, quote, "I just don't feel like, coach, that we don't have a relationship. In my mind, it's too late for that. I personally don't feel or think like you care about our future aspirations," unquote. "I can't talk to you. I just don't want to talk to you. After this, coach, I don't know like what kind of relationship we're going to have, if we even have one." The recording cuts off on after each of the seven players addressed the guard at least once. What followed, according to multiple people in the room, was a dialogue between players and coaches. Guard listened to the players without interrupting and addressed their concerns in the meeting. The State Journal attempted to contact all 11 people in the room. Some were unable to be reached or didn't respond to messages, while others declined to speak on the record at all. Guard, when reached late Monday night, was upset at the privacy of the room as those have been violated. His quote was, "It's so disturbing that somebody would take a private family meeting and make it for public consumption." Guard said many times during the season after the season, in the midst of COVID, it put a great deal of stress on everybody in the program. Not helping matters was that UWF, returning nearly every key player from a team that earned a share of the Big Ten title the previous season, failed to live up to expectations. He has said here, coaches have to responsibility to adversity like the players do. They may have different things. That's what Coach Guard did. Is it something that, well, he wanted us to work to? Well, that's why we confronted him about it. Only one of the seven seniors that they had this year was going to come back for next year. And that'll be Brad Davidson, who is the guard at 6'4". But all the other ones, Reavers, Aleem Ford, Micah Potter, Demetrius Trice, are all pursuing professional careers, while Trevor Anderson is going to Valparaiso and Walt McGrory is going to South Dakota. They all chose to transfer. In addition, the coaching staff also had a makeover when guard replaced Orlando Tucker with other former UW player Sharif Chambliss. Tucker was an interim assistant coach for two seasons, applying for a permanent job, but was passed over. So that's just a partial bit of what was talked about up at the University of Wisconsin. The players secretly recorded their head coach Greg Guard at a team meeting during the year. Also, what's going to start to take place this week is the movie Space Jam. It started yesterday, starring LeBron James and a whole bunch of other people here, which I'm going to get to here if I can find the page I'm looking for. And it's, okay. On Friday, the most highly anticipated sports film of a sports movie deprived generation, or the era of the summer, Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring four-time NBA champion LeBron James, has its worldwide premieres. Among the stars trying to take down LeBron are the Looney Tunes, is the Portland Trailblazers' Damian Lillard, who we just talked about. He's playing Kronos. The Los Angeles Lakers' Anthony Davis as the Brow. The Los Angeles Sparks' Nanika Ogunbowale as Arek Nneka. The Phoenix Suns' Diana Taurasi as the White Mamba. And the Golden State Warriors' Klay Thompson as Wetfire. So this is kind of got an interesting little play-by-play thing here of what's going on. And it's a very interesting read. It's currently on the ESPN online situation as of right now. We're going to take a break now, and hopefully Mike Bobensky will be calling us here shortly. You're listening to NBA. Listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.